Kath Akuhata Brown with us, writer, director, very experienced producer as well. And her short film Wash Day is featuring in the New Zealand International Film Festival, which gets underway in all places but Tamaki, it would seem, as of Apopo. Kath is in the capital as we speak today, and I'm really pleased to have you join us to speak of your piece, but also of the wider Māori film scene. Kath, a warm welcome to Pākehā. Tēnā koe.
Morena, morena,
Dale.
Kia ora.
Kanui te mihi, kia koe. Kia ora, mekwe hoki, sister. Your piece is called Wash Day. Let's talk about that in a moment. But as far as your career, I mean, I have great respect for people who write, Kath, and produce, and direct. But the writing thing is really quite special. And when we look back at your talents or involvement over the years, when you first started writing for film, what prompted that, and what did you sense were the major challenges or obstacles you had to overcome in order to get the confidence to get things written and then supported through that development process, which is, you know, sort of quite complicated in film? What was the spark that got you writing in the first place, Kath?
It's a very long story, so I'll be quick. I was working at Shortland Street as a storyliner in the mid to late 90s. And to be honest with you, it was a struggle for me. I did not understand why I couldn't turn out the type of writing that my colleagues could. And then I took a break and went and made a short film called Haka Wahine. And it was during that time that I realised that actually Shortland Street was not in my worldview. Shortland Street was for, you know, middle-class Pākehā. And kapai tēnā, even though one of my jobs was to bring in Māori characters, they were still being written for the types of people that live in Grey Lynn. So I decided that I would try and figure out where my voice belonged. And that involved me travelling to Amsterdam for a year to study at the Amsterdam School of the Arts. They have a film school there called the Binger Film School. And really that's where I discovered the type of storytelling that I wanted to be involved in. And that was film. More than that, it was cinema. Cinema because the language of cinema, I discovered, is closest to the language of the spirit, which is the language of te reo. And I found that it was an easy transition for me to make. But that doesn't mean that it was easy as a vocation, because New Zealand wasn't ready for the types of stories that I wanted to tell. There were no script editors. There were no Māori producers operating at the level that I needed them to be operating in. So I spent a great deal of time lobbying and advocating for change by working with the organisations like Script to Screen as their chair, by working with Ngāo Whakaari to help grow a culture of support around Māori writers. So here I am today.
Thanks for sharing that. It does give us a better understanding of the types of work that you're known for now. We look back at Pūria, certainly with Kōka, and now this piece, Wash Day, which I've always liked the imagery of Wash Day at the pā, of course, from black and white work years ago from our esteemed photographer. Does this sort of follow in that, or what would you say of Wash Day? It's one of the shorts that's going to feature in the film festival over the next week or two. Tell us more about it, please.
Yeah, so Wash Day, yes, it is visually inspired by Arndt Westra's work, Wash Day at the Pā. And I chose the title specifically because the family photographed in the book were a family from up the road from where I grew up in Rotorua. And when you grow up in that community, well, you know, people talk. And as I was growing, I heard disgruntled comments about the levels of poverty portrayed in the book. Now, here's the thing. The poverty is real. It's not that it was a lie. It's not that Hans Westra went in and made things look bad. It's just that there was no context around it. There was no tikanga applied in the storytelling in that book. So all I wanted to do was tell a story, drawing on the beautiful imagery from Hans and bringing some kaupapa, some tikanga, and aroha to the family within the film. And that's what I did. It's also, you know, when I was little, we had no electricity, and you would think I grew up in the 30s, but no, we're talking the 80s here. I would have to go down the river, even in the middle of winter, to do the washing. And when you're a kid alone by the river, the imagination kind of kicks in. And that's really what the story is. It's a story about a little girl, her imagination, and while she's doing the washing at the river.
I'm looking forward to seeing it when time allows. Kath, good on you. Who acted in it? What can you tell us about them, their background, and where indeed it was shot?
I was so lucky. Yvette Williams. Oh, God, I think I just said her name wrong. Yvette Reed, who's a casting agent, we pulled her in to cast, organise the auditions, basically, to help cast the film. And we were clear that we wanted an Ngāti Piro girl for the lead. She pulled together the most incredible auditions, and it was really, really hard. There were 36 young girls, and I tell you, Dale, some of those auditions is one where the brief of the casting was had to be able to speak Te Reo, had to be comfortable in water, had to be able to swim. And so I clicked on one audition, and the river is in full flood, and the father is obviously behind the camera, and he yells, "Action!" This is some fellow down in Rotoria. And then I look and there's this little girl swimming towards the camera in a river in full flood. She gets out of the water, straightens herself up, and does her audition. They were all like that. They were incredible. The one I ended up choosing was a young girl that lives in Gisborne. Her name is Bailey Tulaka. And I selected her because of her emotional wisdom that I felt she could project on screen. The father character is played by her uncle, Te Kohe Tuhaka, both of whom are from Ngāti Piro. And Te Kohe is a giant amongst men, really, as an actor. He is stunning. And we were so lucky to have him. Of course, you know, we all stayed on the marae at Hiraharama, just outside of Rotoria, and it was such a beautiful experience for all the team. So yeah, those two, there's a couple of Americans in it, because when I was little, you know, the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses were always turning up on our doorstep, and my father would always chase them away. So I wrote that in, and we cast a young guy from Gisborne whose family had moved over from the States, and an actor from Auckland who had some experience working in America, so we didn't have to work hard on the accents. So that's it. We only had four characters. The other character that that arrives into the film is the mother character. Now, I didn't write any of this, Dale, but we had moments there when I needed something to happen in the frame for to represent the Wairua of the mother, and the wind would just start blowing and things would just start moving. And this happened organically. There's nothing that we could afford to do, you know, with special effects.